Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. You know, every season, during different times of the year, we have these reminders for us of just different aspects of our relationship with God, things that God has done for us, things that Jesus has done for us. And different times of the year just give us reminders of that. Something that I always tell my kids over and over is that everything God created in this created world, he meant to teach us about him, to teach us about him, to teach us about Jesus. And these different seasons of the year, as we go around the cycle of the year, think of it like getting a 360-degree view of God, seeing all the different angles of him. And this time of year, it seems like every year, God keeps bringing back to remembrance this idea that he's supposed to be our niche. In the business world, there's this saying that the riches are in the niches. The riches are in the niches, meaning you need to niche down to serve a much more narrow audience. And once we start with that, then you can begin to branch out from there. And I had heard this teaching, I had heard this saying before, but something about it just never quite felt right to me. And I wasn't quite sure what it was for a while. And then I believe God began to show me that he's supposed to be our niche. If we will make God our niche, and how do you make somebody your niche? You create something that's pleasing to them, that's meant to serve them. You stay in constant communication with them, getting feedback from them, and create something over time that is pleasing to them. If God is our niche, then our goal becomes to create something with our life that is pleasing to him. Something that's pleasing to him. And what is it that's pleasing him? He wants to see us personally set free. He wants us to see us serving the people and doing it in a way that honors him and connects people back to him, doing good consistently. So this time of year, like I said, I think it's a reminder for us that God is our niche, and it greatly, greatly simplifies life. Because now we're not so worried about trying to please all these other people. We're trying to create something that's pleasing to God. And you might say, well, I don't have a business. I don't have a ministry. I don't have something that I'm starting on my own. When I would say in that case, if you're working in a job of any sort, show up every day like you're working for God. Make it your goal to please him in your work. Which means we're going to do it in a way where we're good stewards. We're doing it with excellence. We're doing it in a way that's serving people, the people that God has put around us. Doing it in a way that's bringing honor to God and glory to him. God is our niche. So something we've been talking about is we've been talking about installing what we call filters at the top of our journal consistently. And we've talked about putting a monthly filter for different areas of life into the top of our journal. And these filters are just short phrases or statements that give us reminders of just things to be focusing on, things to help us make decisions by, help us to navigate throughout the day. And then over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about using our weekly, yearly cycle updates of where we are in the year, of having a short phrase that reminds us of what's going on the calendar during this time of the year. So our phrase, I believe, to write at the top of our journal every night this week, God is my niche. God is my niche. I'm going to stay in direct communication with him, getting feedback from him, and create something with my life that's pleasing to him. I'm here to serve him and bring glory to him. And as a byproduct of that, he wants to set me free, to help me be the person he created me to be. He wants to use my life to serve people and be a blessing to people. He's my niche. We're going to focus on that. We're going to use that to navigate us throughout this week. God is our niche. So we're going to take communion over this, just asking for God's help with this. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for the simplicity of this. And we're asking for your help to show us how to do this, to make you our niche, to help us to create something with our lives that is pleasing to you, that sets us free in the process and allows us to serve at a higher and higher level because we're focused on you. That's the one thing that really matters. But so much fruit comes out of that one thing. We're asking for your help to help us to understand this, how to do this in a way that's pleasing to you, and to help us to walk in this from this point forward in our lives, that we'll just continue to grow more and more every year. We think of that on the night Jesus was betrayed. He took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Just take a moment to remember. We could have been doing life without God. Could have been separated from him for eternity. Doing life on our own. But God chose the way of love. He chose to send his one and only son. He didn't have to. He chose to. And Jesus chose to come. Jesus is rejected by his own people. Betrayed by one of his close friends. Spit on, whipped, hit, mocked, crown of thorns on his head. Ridiculed. Despised. Nailed to the cross, crown of thorns on his head, pierced on his side. And the worst part of all, I believe, he's separated from God so that we don't have to be anymore, that we could be connected back to God. The cup of God's wrath was poured onto his body. He was destroyed. Jesus said, "This body, my body, this temple of my body is going to be destroyed, and I'm going to raise it back up." He was destroyed so that we didn't have to be. Then on the third day, he's raised back to life. He's victorious over death. And that same victorious power now lives on the inside of us, bringing life to us, giving us eternal life, forever connected back to God. He makes us right and holy and perfect in God's sight. So Father, we thank you for this bread and just all that it represents. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." The Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. He's released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the light. How are we going to make God our niche? We're going to have this personal relationship with him to really create something with our life that is pleasing to him. He's going to have to do the work, number one. We're going to have to grow in our knowledge of him. Grow in our knowledge of what he's called us to, this purpose and grace that's been given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. He's got a unique plan for each one of our lives. Just spending time with him, getting clear on that plan, on his instructions on how to carry it out. And then relying and trusting and leaning on his supply and his help to walk out that plan today over the course of time. So Father, we thank you for this cup. And I should have blessed it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take a juice. All right, every night this night, this week, at the very top of our journal, God is my niche. God is my niche. God is my niche. Just keep repeating that. Let's keep meditating on that, using that to navigate us throughout this week. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.